Today, in our first ever alumni podcast, we're excited to have Sammy McConowich join us. Thanks for being here, Sammy. Mm-hmm. My last memory of you was at the longest Rossford graduation ceremony that will ever happen, hopefully. You were the salutatorian in the 2020 COVID spaced out graduation that went six or 7 hours.
Forever.
Yeah. But what have you been up to since then?
So I'm at the University of Toledo. I am an early childhood education major. We just started up our summer session for basketball. So I've been playing the last 2 years there. Just finished a really great season. Excited to see what this next season brings. But that's about it.
Awesome.
Same old stuff.
So, early childhood education, do you want to become a teacher? What's your game plan?
Yes, I've wanted to work with kids somehow, and teaching seems to be the best route, I guess. I'm not exactly sure what grade, but my degree will be for preschool through fifth grade, so somewhere in that range.
Anything interesting you've learned or fun stuff from classes at UT?
Not crazy. This coming semester, I'll start doing like classroom experience, so I'll have to have 120 hours in like a classroom, so I think it'll start to pick up. Coming up, so I haven't gotten there yet, but it should start to take off.
Awesome. Did you have, I feel like a lot of people have somebody that might have inspired them. Did you have a teacher or anybody in your life kind of inspire you to want to do that?
My mom's been a teacher since as long as I can remember, so I think growing up and looking up to her and seeing what she's done and then seeing like behind the scenes of what she does at home, that's kind of inspired me. Otherwise, I just really know I wanted to work with kids, and this one seems to be the best.
Obviously, you are way more than an athlete. You are a salutatorian here. You take your classes seriously. How have you been able to balance, you know, attacking your course schedule, just like attacking things on the court?
I think you just have to put like priorities in like into your life. So school's always been a big thing. I've always stressed about school more than I probably should. So I've always, that's just been the first thing, like, let me get that done. And then past that, then comes the sports. And then after that, do whatever I want, like use my time. Just prioritizing things, knowing what you need to get done first. So.
Any favorite Rossford class or Rossford teacher that you might want to share with our other alumni that are listening and probably can relate?
So I can't pick just one. I got to pick a couple.
Yeah.
Mr. Edmond, he was also my coach. I never actually had him for a class. He was just my academic intervention teacher with Link Crew. So he was my favorite. I think all three of these teachers I'm going to name, they're all just more than teachers. Like, they're someone that I feel like I could talk to about anything and just made me feel very comfortable. And then Mrs. Green and Mrs. Fellman. Those are my top three, I'll say. But I probably could pick more.
Absolutely. Any certain class that you really look back and like or helped you, you know, prepare for UT?
I liked calculus. I liked math, which is weird. But I don't know if there's a specific class. I feel like all the classes helped. I enjoyed quite a few of them. I think I liked math the most because it came naturally to me, so I didn't have to do as much. It was easier. So I would say some of the math classes.
So you might have the math as a specialty in your early childhood education?
I'm thinking about it. That's still to be determined.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so some fun stuff. What's your favorite place to eat around UT's campus?
On campus, probably Chick-fil-A or Starbucks, because I love coffee. Okay, let's Starbucks.
Sounds good.
Around campus, they have the campus Poly Guys. That's pretty good. And then I know there's a Stubborn Brothers, but I've never had it before. So I guess I'm going to have to try that.
It's good. Okay. It is very good.
I've heard a lot of people talk about it, but I've never had it.
Yep, very good. All right, what do you enjoy more on the court? Locking down an opponent on defense or scoring over them offensively?
I feel like if you can get a good defensive stop, that just feels better because then they don't get anything out of it. And then I don't really care whoever scores that, like, on the other end. But like if you get a good stop or if you take a charge on one of them, get them a foul, I feel like that feels more powerful, feels better.
Nice. I'm sure coaches like hearing that too, right?
Probably.
Favorite high school memory?
It'd have to be either our run in the tournament for basketball my senior year or playing Eastwood here for the first game in the new gym. I think the crowd, the energy, everything about that game was just... That was crazy, and it was just great. Great game, great atmosphere. Or just the whole run after that was good, too.
How many did you score that game? Because that was a big one.
42.
That was a very fun environment. What goals do you have on the court at Toledo?
I think my goals are more just like team oriented. Like I just want to win. We want to get back to the NCAA tournament. Obviously we fell short this past year. But like whatever I have to do to get like become a better defender, get more stops, quicker, become a better shooter, all that, just keep elevating my game in order to help the team get where we need to be.
And goals off the court?
Get my degree, which I know I will, but do that and then have my own classroom one day, wherever that may be, and just, yeah, start my career, I guess.
Awesome. What does being a Rossford alumni mean to you?
I think it just means a lot because I feel like Rossford's a very tight community. So coming from that and having all these people that you can talk to, like my classmates, I know there's quite a bit still in town. I don't talk to all of them, but even some, like I have some that are across the country I still talk to. So it's just nice coming from like a tight family and being a member of this big group, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, you are the latest alumni to join our online network. What's your thoughts on it?
This is really cool. I didn't realize you could see where everybody was at. So I think I haven't gotten a chance to like go through it just yet, but I think it's cool. I think I saw there's like, what, 1,000 some on here? Mm-hmm. That's what the number said.
We have 1,500 names right now, and we're hoping to keep adding to it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think that's a great start, and it's cool just to have like everybody together. Like I know a lot of my family members graduated from here too, so to think like we're all one now is very cool.
Awesome. And then one last thing before signing off, we just had a new graduating class, class of 2022. You've been out, I know you're still obviously young, but you've been out of school right for a couple of years now. Any advice for the new graduating class as they leave these halls?
I'd say just follow your dreams. Like, don't ever stop. Like, if you think you can do something, go for it. I never thought I'd play at UT, let alone start there. So go and just follow it. Do what you can. Try your hardest. Don't ever give up.
Perfect. Sammy, thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be rooting for you. Rossford's behind you, and we're going to be following you at UT and afterwards.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining us. We are so grateful for Sammy helping us launch this alumni podcast. My name is Matt Thompson. I do communications for Rossford Schools, and we are thrilled to be starting an alumni newsletter, podcast, and online network. We hope you share this with fellow Rossford alumni and keep us Bulldogs connected. Until next time, go Bulldogs.